Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. I'm David Gibson, and today's show is about harmonics. The intention for the show today is about the magic in unseen things. May we all see the magic that is hidden. And that's what harmonics are about, is really the magic that is hidden. It's funny, we actually hear harmonics, but we don't really differentiate them. Very few people actually differentiate the harmonics from the main root frequency. For those of you just starting or that know nothing about harmonics, harmonics are actual frequencies that are in sounds that are mathematically related to the root frequency. So if I sing an A, I go, there are many more notes than just A in that tone, even though everybody would say I'm singing A, if I'm even close to A. So these other tones that are in there, in that sound, in the sound of my voice, are called harmonics. And what's interesting about these harmonics is they are all pure tones. That means they are one frequency. They are not multiple frequencies. They are one pure sine wave tone. So each sound is made up of multiple pure tones. And all sounds, except noise, which we'll talk about later, is made up of harmonics. All sounds are made up of harmonics except noise. And this is the interesting part, is each one of these harmonics are mathematically related to the root frequency. They are mathematical multiples. What that means, multiples are 1 times, 2 times, 3 times, 4 times the root. So it goes 1 times, 2 times, 3, 4, 5, 6, and so forth. Let me play for you the harmonics in my guitar, in a guitar string. I'm going to play the E string, which is around 90 hertz, and this is the main string. Let me put you on speakerphone. I did a test, so this should work pretty well. Okay, here is the main root frequency. Put my finger halfway between the nut and the bridge, the two parts that hold the string up, right in the middle on the 12th fret, exactly halfway in the middle of the string. If I just lightly touch it, I can get the second harmonic, which is double the frequency of the first. So here's the first harmonic. Here's the second harmonic. So this is like 80 hertz and 160 hertz. Now, if I hold my finger at the spot where the string is divided into three parts, right at the nodes, in the three, if you divide the string into three parts and put your finger right where the division is, then here is the third harmonic. Okay, so that's 3 times 80. So that's 240. And then the fourth harmonic, which is right at dividing the string into four parts. And that's going to be 400 hertz. Or did I lose track? Let's see. 480, 163, no, 400, right? And then the fifth harmonic, 480. And then the sixth harmonic is 560. Seventh harmonic is 640. And the next one is 720. So all of these harmonics, are there right now, but only monks and people on psychedelics really hear it. No, we all hear them, but again, we don't differentiate in our mind each of those harmonics. We just go acoustic guitar. And in fact, we not only go acoustic guitar, we go, oh,
that particular acoustic guitar. So we hear the combination of all the harmonics as one timbre, is the technical word, or one tone. But technically, it's actually just like 9 or 10 frequencies that are added together to create that timbre. My voice has the exact same mathematical harmonics in it as a guitar. In fact, every sound in the world has the exact same mathematical structure between the harmonics. Drums sometimes are a little off, a little different, and there's also noise. Noise are actually sounds that have that don't have a complete waveform. So examples of noise are the ocean and a shaker, white noise when you a station goes off the air on TV or radio, you know, that's noise because there's no complete waveform. So that's the other type of sound in the world other than tones, which are all made of harmonics. Noise is not made of harmonics. So all sounds generally are, except that noise, are made of these harmonics, which are mathematical multiples of the root frequency. Now, these harmonics are interesting in that if you were to look at the, you know, they're numbered. Let me put it this way first. They are numbered. One, the root frequency is the sound that we generally associate with that sound. Then there's the second harmonic, which is doubled, the third harmonic, which is tripled, and then quadruple, four times the root. And we're not doubling it. We're not doubling and doubling and doubling like octave and octave or just doubling. We're going two times, three times, four times, five times. Okay. So we've got the second harmonic, third, fourth, fifth, and so forth. If you have a sound that because of the construction of the sound, it only has the odd numbered harmonics, which means the third, fifth, seventh, which would mean the three times the root, five times the root, seven times the root. And this, say, a sound like bagpipes. Bagpipes have only odd harmonics. I can also make a sound. If you sing the vowel E, that is mostly odd harmonics. E. Little edgier, you know. It's little. Although the best word to use is not edgy. The best word is, we don't want a bad vibe. Odd harmonics are really, really wonderful. If it wasn't for odd harmonics, we wouldn't have rock and roll. We wouldn't have electric guitars. Odd harmonics, or we wouldn't even have sitar. Sitar has a lot of odd harmonics in it. The good word for odd harmonics is activating, and they are very activating. Odd harmonics are such that they break up stuck energy. If you ever want to break up some disease or some stuck emotional energy, use odd harmonics. It's really good for breaking up stuck energy, odd harmonics. Let's see, the oboe is mostly odd harmonics. Anything that's got a reed on it, like clarinet, oboe, saxophone, they're mostly odd harmonics. And they are very, very activating. Then we have the even harmonics. It just so happened that God has made it such that the even-numbered harmonics create warm sounds, very warm sounds. In fact, the classic example of an instrument with even harmonics is the harp. The harp has nylon strings. Also, acoustic guitar that has nylon strings is going to have more even harmonics. And they are very warm. Also, instruments that have very symmetrical shapes and also have very smooth surfaces. If you have a voice that's very edgy, generally the inside of the throat is very rough. So odd harmonics are created by rough surfaces, whereas even harmonics are created by smooth surfaces. So even harmonics, of course, are very calming and very warm. Now, the thing, though, is if we have all calming and warmth all the time, we'll go to sleep. We'll get bored. Most people will get bored. It's just, it's, you know, you can only handle, well, I mean, a lot of people have so much odd harmonics in their life. Like, you know, just all the noise we have around us and cell phones, electromagnetism and all. We've got enough, you know, noise that we need calming. And that's why we generally, you know, gravitate, or a lot of us gravitate towards the even harmonics. Whereas, you know, when you're young and you're wanting excitement and such, the odd harmonics, you know, is rock and roll time. You know, so, but either one, you know, it's nice to have a good combination. The instrument that has the exact combination that is mathematically equal is the violin. The violin is an equal combination of even and odd harmonics. And most people have a combination of odd and even harmonics. It's funny, those into sound healing generally are aware of this, and they soften their voice, making it warmer so that people aren't irritated by it. Whereas people that, you know, I guess you can say there's people that aren't into sound healing, they might have a really irritating voice. It's got a lot of odd harmonics, and they're not even aware of how they're affecting people. You know, or it may be in their DNA, it may be from their childhood, it may be, who knows where it comes from exactly. But, people into sound healing are often aware of it. Now, it's really interesting when you become really aware of it, then you can use those harmonics for healing in different ways. If you're working on somebody with your voice and they are depressed, you're not going to want to use even harmonics because they'll never get out of bed again. You want to use odd harmonics generally that are more activating, unless they are irritable. You know, it's like, if somebody's really got nervous problems, then even harmonics are going to be the way to go, of course. Okay. Now, I've got a really good example of some odd harmonics. You know, when people do throat singing, a lot of people use odd harmonics, especially the Tuvans. They're really into using the odd harmonics to activate people. And so there's a good example. I've got a good example here, Don. Don, we want to play the Tuvan song that I've got. And there are sections in here you'll hear that are really edgy. But if you tune into it, they're just activating. And then there are other parts that are more just the pure tones. And what they're doing is they're resonating the harmonics in their voice by moving their tongue, so the distance between their tongue and the roof of their mouth is the exact wavelength of the frequency of the harmonic. Let me say that again. The distance between their tongue and the roof of their mouth resonates these higher harmonics. So they move their tongue and they can resonate. They're not whistling. They're just, it's like they're equalizing or using a tone control and bringing the volume up of the harmonics that are already in their voice. Okay? So if you're ready, Don, go ahead and play this Tuvan recording and check out these harmonics here of these throat singers. Are you there, Don? Don? Maybe he's not there. Don? Okay, well, we'll come back. Let me know when you're ready, Don. I guess he's taking a break. So, there's odd and even harmonics. Now, there are also sounds that can be categorized by having very few harmonics. Sounds that have no harmonics are a tone generator or a tuning fork. Well, tuning forks have a little bit of harmonics, but not, they're almost a pure tone. Here's a tuning fork. By the way, this tuning fork is 441 hertz, which is the frequency of levitation. It's also the frequencies that that bees use whenever they're flying, because bees are not designed to actually fly aerodynamically. They actually create a levitation field around them with this frequency. And anyway, this is a pure tone. A tuning forks are pure tones. On the other hand, there are sounds that are very complex, that are very rich in harmonics, that have many, many harmonics. There are sounds such as well, a violin or a piano has a lot of harmonics, mostly because there are three notes or three strings for each note. And there's also this huge chamber with metal and wood that resonates the harmonics and creates their own harmonics as well. So there's all these different harmonics in the piano. Of course, a sitar is very rich in harmonics. It's got a lot of harmonics going on that are triggered by a little buzz that's created. There's even some noise in a sitar from the little buzz that's created with the string vibrating against the wood. So there are sounds that are very pure, and there are sounds that are very rich. Now, what's interesting is which is better for healing. Well, it seems that very complex sounds are more relaxing, because it's like your mind, it's kind of like scratching an itch. You're getting a lot more information instead of just one spot when you have multiple harmonics, a very complex sound. And also, you know, if you have like a whole violin section, then it's very relaxing. Whereas a flute has very few harmonics. A flute is going to be a little more activating. Although flutes are beautiful, I mean, they really can open your soul and really, really, I mean, I'm not saying they're bad at all, because sometimes they can just mellow you out as much as anything. What's interesting, oh, a perfect example is the shakuhachi flute. A shakuhachi flute has a good amount of noise in it. It's not just a harmonic structure. It's also got the noise in it. The wind sound is the noise. Also, another thing that's interesting about noise is when you whisper. When you whisper, all you're doing is actually adding noise to your voice. That's what a whisper is. So, a very pure tone, what it does is it will find resonances in your body and resonate those particular areas of your body, whether it's organs, bones, certain chambers in your body. And so they're going to be more surgical in a sense, in that they're going to really be for specific things, specific issues. You know, you can use, if you find the right frequency, resonant frequency of a certain issue or even a disease, then you can actually explode that just by turning the volume up or using binaural beats, which we've talked about before. So, complex tones tend to be more relaxing. It's not, I mean, there's still, you know, this is not as black and white as it is between odd and even harmonics, but it still seems to be the case that complex tones are more relaxing if you just consider pure versus complex. Let's check in and see if Don's there again. Are you there, Don? Can you play the Tuvan song for us? Thank you. There's something about it, and I'm going to let you know what it is. But there's something, when you listen to that, I always get goosebumps. I always get chills when I hear that. And Don was just mentioning that our radio guy here, he gets chills also. And a lot of people get chills. And it's interesting, why is it we get chills? Well, check this out. Remember, I was just talking about the harmonic structure. All of these harmonics are actually mathematical multiples of a root frequency. So whatever the root frequency is, whatever key you're in, A, B, or whatever the note is, whatever the frequency of the note you're singing, all of the harmonics are going to be 1 times, 2 times, 3 times, 4 times. That's the mathematical structure of the harmonic. The same mathematical structure is in the distance between the planets. The distance from the Sun to Mercury is your root distance. The distance from Mercury to Venus is 2 times that. The distance from Venus to Earth is 3 times that. The distance from Earth to Mars is 4 times that. The distance from Mars to the asteroid belt is 5 times that. It's not exact because it's an elliptical, we have elliptical orbits and some of them are a little off, but it's very, really close. So the harmonic structure is in the distance between the planets. It's also, the harmonic structure is in your spine. The weight of each vertebrae gets heavier and heavier based on the harmonic structure of sound, the mathematical multiples. So your vertebrae at the top of your neck is whatever weight that is, the next one's 2 times, 3 times, so forth. So they get heavier and heavier. Also, in a cell or any atom at the quantum physics level, there are energy levels that a piece of matter can jump to from one level of matter, from one level of energy to another level of energy. It's kind of similar to blowing a trumpet. The more you blow, the harder you blow, it will jump to a higher harmonic. Well, it's the exact same at the quantum level, and this is pure science. This is proven. We have an instructor that teaches at our school that goes through this. And that energy levels at the quantum level are exactly the mathematical structure of the harmonics of sound. One times, two times. So each energy level jumps two times, three times the energy of the original, four times, and so forth. So at the quantum level, the structure of sound is the same. Now, this is major. This is major, major. Because if you know anything about quantum physics, at the quantum level, that's where intention happens. That's where intention, that's where when you set your intention, that's how intention is carried. And that's what they're talking about in What the Bleep and The Secret. I mean, that's where it all happens, is at the quantum level. Because at the quantum level, everything is connected in a certain way. And what that means is the sounds you make are being transmitted perfectly through the quantum level of an atom, because the structure of your sound you're making is exactly the same as the structure of the energy levels at the quantum level. What this means is we've got a lot of responsibility as to every sound, every intention, every sound we make, because we're affecting the entire planet. That's how it works, is through the quantum level, through the harmonic structure of sound. So the sound structure, not just the melodies you sing or the rhythms you make, but the actual tonal structure, the harmonic structure, the timbre you make, is creating an entire field on its own that not only affects every cell in your body, but affects every similar cell on the planet. Whoa, got goosebumps in my butt on that one. The best kind. All the way down my spine to my butt. Okay. So that's the power of the harmonic structure. Not only is the harmonic structure the same at the quantum level as sound, but also the etheric fields. There are many people in the field that say each etheric field around your body, each aura, so to speak, they have frequencies that are mathematical multiples exactly like the harmonic structure also. In fact, when you make a sound, every single... let me backtrack. This is really important. You know, whenever you speak, every single thing that is going on in your entire body, in your entire psyche, in your entire DNA, is being transmitted through your voice. And the reason this is because each emotion, every single thing going on in your body affects the tension in every muscle in your body. This is the basis of muscle testing and kinesiology, and this is also proven science. So when anything's going on in your body, or you are just a certain type of person, you have a certain DNA structure or ray structure or a basic structure that you're born with, that is going to be transmitted through your voice, through the muscles in your vocal cords, and also through the muscles in your throat, through the muscles that even push the air through your throat, and also even all of the muscles that shape your mouth and everything. It's all resonating exactly what's going on in your entire being. And now, as you might know, there are probably a dozen voice analysis programs out there that use this information to give you information about what's going on in your system. There's quite a few. Of course, Sherry Edwards was one of the first, and now there's the Voice Bio by Kay Thompson Liu that ties it to your voice to different organs. There's Don Estes' system that actually not only finds the harmonics in your voice, but also looks at different volume changes in your voice. And then he does a phase shift and gives you your potential, and he plays that back through your voice. There's also the coolest one, I think, is the one by the guys at Sound Energy. And if you go to soundenergy.net, they have a system that is extremely detailed that analyzes all of the harmonics, looks for the joy in your voice, and then does a interpolation based on information from higher beings and transmits sounds back to you that you need and that help bring you into higher consciousness. A very powerful system. In fact, Sai Ma was just at these guys' house a couple of weeks ago and was checking it out for a few days, and she went into a whole total high state of consciousness. It's called Sound Energy. If you're interested, we also sell them here. And just very effective unit that uses voice analysis. So the point here is every single thing going on with anybody is being transmitted to you whenever they speak. So there are no secrets. And this is not psychic stuff. This is not psychic information coming across. This is just actual sound waves coming across. And we're hearing them, and that information, every single thing about that person is embedded. So the second anybody speaks, you get a whole imprint about their whole system downloaded into you. Now, it's interesting because you know, you can't hide it. You know, it makes you think, oh, I'm going to be really careful. I'm going to make my voice sound really nice. Well, no. That stuck energy, that stuck frustration or anger you've got from that last experience with whoever, it's still there. It's still coming out. It's in that muscle. Until you release it, it's still going to come through your voice. Especially when anything comes up that reminds you of that stuck energy, like where we at, where what we just did right now. Okay. So the trick is that then to, of course, you know, to release the stuck energy. Or, you know, there's another, I mean, I've been thinking about this a lot lately. The other way to go about it is, you know, I've really been meditating and asking a lot of people about this. I'm getting off the subject a little bit, but this is really interesting. You know, a lot of people say the trick is to release the stuck energy. You get all the stuck energy out, then you're just naturally in the light because we are spirit. And it's the only thing that keeps us from spirit. You don't have to get back to it. You know, we are it. We're it. It's humming inside us all the time. It's a sound that's there. It's our sound. It's our soul. It's our spirit. It's there. It's just a matter of getting rid of the stuff that gets in the way. And that's really true. But also, the other way to go about it, instead of doing the work to get rid of it, and I think this is where we're all headed, is to simply resonate the frequency and the harmonic structure of spirit and God. Resonate that frequency, and you know, if you resonate it enough, and enough people start resonating it, it's going to be hard to not be in that field. I've mentioned this before, you know, there's like, they say there's 1.5 million Lemurians underneath Mount Shasta, and they're all living in love and light. God, you know, what if you went into that field and hung out? You know, after a week in the field, in imagine, even if that's not true, imagine being around 1.5 million people that are all living in love and light, and every thought and every vibration from them is love and light all the time. How long do you think it would take before you're in that frequency? You know, it'd be hard to hold out any anger for very long. You know, it's not like you'd have to work through it either. You would just be humming in love and light. It's just forget about the anger. You don't have to work through it. You're just stuck in love and light the rest of your life. Great. So that's another avenue, and that's where I think we're headed, is to the point where we're not even going to have to work through stuff. You know, we're even, you know, it's so funny. When I just say that, listen, work through stuff. Even that vibration, work through stuff, is not love and light. You know, I'm going to work through stuff. God, let's be in light. And then if it comes up, let it fall away and just remain in the light. So everything has a harmonic structure. Not only do all sounds have a harmonic structure that are made up of pure tones, but every physical structure in the world has a harmonic structure. Every physical structure, every molecule, every physical thing, every part of your body, every organ in your body has a texture, and that texture can be mapped mathematically, scientifically, in physics to a harmonic structure in sound. It has to do with the length of each side of the organ, the texture. There's a whole range of things that go into figuring out the harmonic structure based on a physical structure. And of course, every sacred geometry structure also has a very specific harmonic structure. Very specific. Well, it's all very specific. So, in fact, in the classes here we've changed the institute's name from Globe Sound Healing Institute. It's now called the Sound and Consciousness Institute. Mostly because I found it very difficult to say globe. Globe. Just even saying the word globe, it was just hard to say, and it didn't give me light. So Sound and Consciousness is now the name of the institute. And so in the classes, we actually will take a geometric structure and map out the length of each side and create in the computer its harmonic structure. So now, what we're talking about is if you can find the timbre in a organ or a disease, then you can find that harmonic structure. And when you map to it, when you can make the sound of it, you can lock onto it and either bring it more energy, if you just make the sound softly, or if you turn up the volume or make a loud sound, you can explode it if it's a disease, so to speak. This is the healing of the future, is mapping to the harmonic structure of things and resonating with it. But the core part is our own blueprint, our own harmonic structure. That is what each person's soul is a harmonic structure that is our very own blueprint. And it's based on our root soul frequency, which each person has, which is different. And then it's based on the harmonics, which are different aspects of different etheric bodies, your mental body, your emotional body, your personality, and all the different aspects that make up your system. Each one has a harmonic that is in relation to your root soul frequency, and that makes up your whole soul harmonic structure. And that's what each of us is trying to get back to. That is us. That it's not simple. It's not a simple thing. It's a complex structure that is very. It's like a thumbprint. It's your very own harmonic structure. And when we get back to it, energy flows through us like nothing you could ever imagine. Because what's happening is that template resonates with the rest of the universe. So the energy flows through it like it should, like nature does naturally. So that's the ultimate trick is to tune in and find, I don't know how to do this one myself, but it's just a matter of tuning in and finding your own harmonic structure, your own essence in every aspect of yourself, so that you know when you're out of balance. And then ultimately, I would like to create a technology that, and there are ways to do it actually, that will create, that will find your harmonic structure, and then in this virtual reality system that we've just gotten funded for, you will be able to lay on a sound table, and you will get a assessment. You will have an assessment done that finds your harmonic structure. You will then get a visual that maps to your body that is the harmonic structure of you. And you will have the sound of your harmonic structure playing through a sound table, a massage table with speakers, that you're laying on. So you will feel the harmonic structure of yourself through your whole body. Now, what's interesting, though, is our harmonic structure tied into our DNA is changing. And if you haven't checked out David Wilcock, you should probably check him out. He's one of the most interesting guys out there these days, talking about how our harmonic structure is and DNA is changing. He says something like this, that if you have like one cell that's going to become a peanut, and you put a laser through that original cell and shine it on another cell that's, say, going to be a banana, well, the banana cell will change into a peanut because it's getting, when you shine the laser through the peanut into the banana cell, it changes the banana cell. Okay. Now, what's happening is the same thing. These light frequencies, these high electromagnetic, or just, I don't even know if they're electromagnetic, these frequencies are coming into the earth and they're going through our DNA like lasers and they're changing it. But what I also just heard recently, just this week, is there's a frequency in the core of the earth now that is also coming up through the earth into the atmosphere and resonating with the Schumann resonance, which is the resonance that's triggered by lightning between the earth and the ionosphere, and it's actually changing our DNA and harmonic structure also. So we've got frequencies coming from above, frequencies coming from below. You know, the frequency coming from the earth is originated from above, actually, because the earth, you know, is also going through through this transformation itself. So we're getting this vibration from the earth that is helping us change. So it's interesting. So if we're going to have this harmonic structure of ourself, we have to really look at the harmonic structure of the codes of creation, the codes of perfection that we originally had. Because we're a little screwed up right now. I mean, we had many years of judgment, many years of darkness, many years of not being in the light, of not loving. There's many, we're a little screwed up right now. So we have to look, you know, more for the actual code of where we used to be. Although it's in there, it's not like it's not there. It's in there. So that's really the harmonic structure we're looking for to get back to. And it looks like it won't be long now. Finally, there's also music, or let me put it this way, there are tuning systems that are based on the harmonic structure of sound. Back before the 1700s, just about every culture in the world would tune their instruments to the harmonic structure. So whatever note they played, or chord they played, or anything they played, it would resonate not only your spine, not only the solar system, not only your etheric field, but also your every atom in your body at the quantum level. And then after around 1700s, Bach realized it's kind of a bummer you can only play in one key, so he came up with the equal tempered system so we could change from key to key and have jazz. And then everybody started using the equal tempered system, which is not tuned to the harmonic structure. And so we've been a little out of kilter ever since the 1700s, especially with just about everything on the radio and CDs these days are based on the equal tempered scale. So there are anybody in sound healing is not anybody. There's still a lot of people. There's some people that I guess it's funny that there's a lot of people in the sound healing field that are piano players, and they don't really pay much attention to this harmonic structure thing or tuning system because it's so hard to retune a piano to the harmonic structure. So they don't even deal with it. But the truth is, music that is played based on that is tuned to the harmonic structure affects you much more deeply. Now, I want to give a little disclaimer here. That doesn't mean music that's not tuned to the harmonic structure cannot connect you to spirit and do some really amazing things. They can still totally take you into higher consciousness and everything. But it's even more powerful if it is tuned to the harmonic structure. So what I have here is a recording from Joel Andrews where he tuned his harp to the harmonic structure. Now, this is, when you listen to this, just imagine, just feel it resonating every cell in your body and resonating this structure, this harmonic mathematical structure that is found throughout nature. Every bird sings in the harmonic structure tuning system. There's not a single bird on the planet that sings an equal tempered scale. Every animal that makes a singing voice, has a singing voice, or every animal, they're all in the harmonic structure. So when you hear this music, feel it inside you, because it's connecting you to nature. So what I'll do is, I'm going to have Don start it in the middle, because it's about a 15-minute song, we only have about 5 or 6 minutes here. So I'm going to let Don play this, and we'll let it just play out until it ends, so we can start it like right at around 7 or 8 minutes in, maybe 9 minutes in. And so I'll leave you with this recording by Joel Andrews in the harmonic structure, playing the magic that is unseen, undifferentiated. And may you all see the magic that is hidden as you go on into the evening, into the rest of the weekend, into the rest of the week, into the rest of the months ahead, years ahead, and lifetimes ahead. May the magic unseen be seen. Two songs that looks like we can't find the Angelic Invocation by Joel Andrews, but it just so happens that the song that we're playing in the background right now by Sylvina with the crystal bowls is all natural harmonics also. The tuning she is singing in, when anybody sings a cappella, they're always going to sing in natural tuning. And, of course, the crystal bowls have harmonics that are in the natural harmonic series. So, sorry about the harp, but I don't know if we uploaded it correctly. So, enjoy this recording with Sylvina. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.